Scotty K Show on US 99.
It's Veterans Day. I get to introduce you to somebody that's just truly amazing. And I have to say, while this segment itself is not sponsored by Verizon, it is my partnership with Verizon that's allowed me to connect with some of these amazing humans and introduce them to you and some of our amazing veterans around the Chicagoland area. So I want to introduce you to Dwayne. What's up, man?
How you doing, bud? Appreciate you.
I'm doing great, man. One, thank you for your service. But two, I really want to know your story.
Marine Corps first started high school. Did 4 years in Marine Corps active duty service. I was an M1A1 tank crewman, the big battle tank. I did that for 4 years. Once I got out, I was out for about 4 years, and I was working two jobs. And I'm a recruiter came in. National Guard. I was like, hey, man, you ever thought about joining the National Guard? I was like, yeah, why not? So then I joined the Army National Guard in 2005, November. I did almost 8 years there.
And then two, I want to talk to you a little bit about how we got connected. My partnership with Verizon has allowed me to connect with an amazing human like yourself. And so, because okay. One of the things they do every time the Bears win a game, they donate and give $100,000 towards veterans' medical debt, which we've already talked about. So did you end up with some medical debt? Is that what happened?
I got a bad knee. I got a couple of issues with my back, my hearing, because I was a tanker. So, I mean, I was a loader for my first year and a half. And as a loader, you sit right by that main gun, and when it go off, it's a real big boom. So I lost hearing in my right ear because of that. Well, I didn't lose the use of my right leg, but I permanently damaged some tendons in there because jumping on off the tank and just being in the Marine Corps in general. The Marine Corps it's the Marine Corps. You're going to do some stuff in there. So,
right.
You know, you're going to come out if you come out unscathed, it's a miracle.
Okay, well, Dwayne, hold on right there. Now, we're talking with Dwayne, who is one of our amazing veterans from National Guard, Army National Guard and Marine Corps. And I want to come back and talk about how some of that medical debt got relieved because I think it's a pretty cool story in just a couple of minutes here on US 99. First, let's jump back in and honor some of our vets for Veterans Day.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
So on this Veterans Day, you heard a couple minutes ago, I got to introduce you to a guy named Dwayne, Northwest Indiana here, one of our veterans, amazing veterans who served both in the Marine Corps and Army National Guard. And one of the things we're talking about is some of the medical debt that he incurred. And I connected with him through my friends at Verizon who have been helping pay off veterans' medical debt. And so you told me about some of the injuries that you had because of being in the Marine Corps, some of your hearing loss from the big guns, wear and tear on your body. So you obviously incurred some medical bills.
But yeah, I incurred some medical bills while I was there.
So did you get some of that medical debt relieved with Verizon? Is that how that happened?
I did. Yeah. I was actually at home. This is about 3 weeks ago. I was on lunch. I was sitting on the couch. I opened my mail, like this letter. I was like, company I never heard of, Forgive Co. Like, yeah, we took care of this such bill. And then we thought we could, you know, take off your hands. And I was like, is this real? Because I never heard of. No one called. I didn't get nothing. I just got the letter. I'm like,
wow.
Okay. And I got a text lady by the name of Nancy. She works for Eric and Craig at Forgive Co. She's like, oh, yeah, did you get the letter about the bill we paid? I was like, maybe that was real. So I was like, yeah, I got the letter. So she gave me a call. She broke everything down as to why they do what they do, who they work with. And she mentioned Verizon.
Yeah.
And then she mentioned, and that's when me and Andy kind of chopped it up. He's like, well, hey, you're a Bears fan, my man. I was like, oh, yeah, man. I said, lifelong. He said, okay, what you doing on the 23rd? I said, this one? I said, I don't know what. Going to a Bears game? He said, yeah, going to a Bears game. I was like, awesome. Okay, let's get it.
And I know that they're spreading that throughout the Chicagoland area every time the Bears win up to $1 million, which I think is cool.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that I think, and I didn't know this until you just told me that story, but you and I are going to get to hang out. I'm going to be at that game on the 23rd with you as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're going to go.
All right. Yeah.
We're going to watch our Bears take down Aaron Rodgers as he comes into our house.
I would so love that.
Yeah. Remind him he doesn't own the Bears, right? Or doesn't own
Chicago.
Right.
Not this time, right? That was in Green Bay.
Yeah. It's gone. Well, I appreciate you. One, I just want to say thank you for your service.
No problem, man.
And two, thank you for your time as well. Appreciate you and, of course, everybody that served, and especially you served twice in two different branches of the military.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and happy Veterans Day, man. Thanks for all you do.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate it, Scotty. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling, man.
I'll see you on the 23rd.